Wednesday, October 23rd, 2019. For KDDR News, I'm Ace Sauerwein. North Dakota Senator Ole Larson said in a Facebook post that he's sorry for spreading fake news and was willing to own his own role in spreading misinformation. The apology comes on the heels of a picture he posted on Facebook of a long debunked photo that purports to show Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar holding a weapon at an Al-Qaeda training camp. Senator Larson went on to say he will not apologize to Omar herself. A 19-year-old Jamestown man is in custody following a late-night pursuit last night. The suspect has been identified as 19-year-old Christian Moore. He was arrested on suspicion of possession of drug paraphernalia, driving while license was suspended, failure to halt, fleeing to elude in a motor vehicle, and reckless driving. Moore was arrested following a brief foot chase that inflicted a minor injury. Moore was transferred to the Jamestown Medical Center for medical clearance and then to Stutsman County Corrections. From the Fargo Forum, a group is planning to hold a rally in March on Thursday when the Washington Redskins come to town to take on the Minnesota Vikings in Minneapolis. Tribal governments from Minnesota, the National Coalition Against Racism in Sports and Media, and the National Congress of American Indians will host the Not Your Mascot March and rally ahead of the Vikings and Washington game in Minneapolis. The last time Washington played in Minnesota was over 5 years ago, and 4,000 people then gathered outside the Vikings football stadium, calling on Washington to change its name from the Redskins. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.